Simon Denopoulos joins us from racingandsports.com.au. Morning to you, Simon.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, lovely day out here at Scone. It's going to be a beautiful day, about 19, 20 degrees today, and they're saying similar tomorrow. So it's a terrific 2 days out here. I know, is Gary here, Gary Crisp?
Gary's over in Singapore.
Singapore, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's a
setting, but I mean, it's a lot warmer there than it is in Canberra, I'll tell you that much, Andrew.
how cool this morning, mate?
Oh, just a nice solid 4 degrees, Andrew. I had to get the frost off the windscreen to go to work.
Yeah, no, it was 4 degrees here, but we didn't have the frost, so that was okay. Now, these horses are moving in. Where are you going to look at for your fancies?
We'll kick off in the fifth race, Andrew, the Lifted Luskin Star Stakes with Art Lee, a very promising galloper from the Todd Whelan stable, who's continued to raise the bar this time in, culminating with a dominant win in the inaugural country championship. He went to a new career peak on that occasion and is clearly heading in the right direction. He's unseen in 40 days, but he's proven to perform well fresh, and he's unbeaten in all three attempts over this trip. In-form rider Mitchell Bell sticks aboard. He has won 3 of 5 attempts aboard the four-year-old, and he's striking at 43% with the Todd Whelan stable. Art Lee has won his only attempt at this track, and the Whelan stable strikes at 25% over this distance range. He does face his toughest test on Saturday, but he appears ahead of his mark at this point, and I think he will prove hard to beat. Race 5, number 9, Art Lee.
This is Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio. We're chatting with Simon Denopoulos to get his weekly Friday fancies. Looking at Scone tomorrow, his first one is Race 5, number 9, Art Lee. Simon, where do we go from there?
Yeah, move on to the Dark Jewel Classic, Andrew. We were happy to be with Rose of Choice when the race was due to be held at Hawkesbury and see no reason to jump off on Saturday. In fact, I think she will be better suited back on the firmer surface. Formerly trained in WA, she raced in great order for the Stoneham camp in her first preparation, facing form through the likes of both Avoid Lightning and Politeness. Prior to coming to Sydney, her form in WA also stacks right up. She was only narrowly beaten by the Railway Stakes winner Elite Bell in her last start, so she's got some very strong form line. She's been given 3 trials in the lead-up and does appear in great order for her return and is a noted flyer fresh. She's placed in all 5 attempts. She has placed in 3 of 4 attempts over this trip and has drawn to receive all the favours. Leading rider Jimmy Cassidy sticks aboard, and this season the Snowden camp is striking at 22% with Gallagher's racing first up. From the middle draw, she should enjoy a lovely run in transit and expect her to be right in the finish. If you go back to her first up run last prep, she was only chinned by Avoid Lightning, and we know how good she is. So I think if she returns at her best, I think she will prove hard to beat. Race number 6. Number 5, Rose of Choice.
Righto, race 6, number 5 for Peter and Paul Snowden. And where's the last of the trio?
Yeah, Andrew, we'll go to the Get Out Stakes. The last event looked a very open affair, but happy to side with the Joe Pride train Target in sight. Talented sprinter who has returned in great order this time in and does appear well-placed to return to the winner's stall on Saturday. Handed deep field his first defeat first up before only narrowly beaten by General Lefebvre in the Star Kingdom Stakes. I think the latter is a leading chance in the Dubin 10,000 next week. Obviously, that form reads very well. He simply got too far back last start. He hit the line strongly late. He was a sectional star, and while only finishing 6th, his performance held plenty of merit. Leading rider James McDonald links back aboard. He's placing 5 of 6 attempts aboard the 5-year-old, including 3 wins. Overall, McDonald is striking at 46%. With the Pride stable, and he's striking at 20% from his last 350 rides. In great form this season, the Pride stable is striking at 44% with favourites, and notably has run at a profit on turnover of 20%, so definitely a friend of the punter. Speedy Grey Zaratone will ensure a strong tempo from the inside draw. Do expect Target in sight to settle a bit closer to the speed on Saturday. As I mentioned previously, it looks a tough race to round out the quaddy, but do expect Target in sight to come out on top. Race number 8, number 3, Target in sight.
Yeah, it's been well backed already since the market opened on Wednesday with Tab. So the 3 for Simon, race 5, number 9, Art Lee, race 6, number 5, Rose of Choice, and race 8, number 3, Target in sight. All 4 tomorrow here at Scone. Good on you, Simon. Enjoy the time over the weekend.
You too, Andrew. All the best. Cheers.
Simon Denopoulos there from Racing and Sports.